Welcome to the Fleet and Family podcast series, where we take small parts of some of our classes and make them available in 5 minutes or less. In today's podcast, we will be talking about preteens and discipline. Although there are only a few years separating elementary and middle school, there is a vast difference in the emotional, physical, and developmental makeup of children once they reach the ages of 9 to 12. Known as preteens or tweens, this age group stands on the fragile line between being a child and being a teenager. In this podcast, we'll take a closer look at their specific needs when it comes to discipline. Previously, we've talked about creating a positive and lasting change in the life of your younger children. This remains true as they grow older, with a few adjustments. As the parents of a tween, you will find that balancing this time in your child's life is not without its challenges. So with that in mind, let's discuss some tips for discipline during this developmental stage. Number one, continue encouraging and praising good behavior. Typically, parents focus their attention on correcting misbehavior and forget how important it is to praise their children. Praise your tween when you catch them behaving and making good decisions. Remember that your tween is caught between two worlds. They are no longer children, but are also not quite teenagers, so be prepared for unexpected moments of emotional outbursts and responses. By praising and encouraging them when they choose to make good decisions, you are helping them to navigate uncharted waters. It is also important to note that this age group is often extremely literal, so be specific about what you liked and communicate it to them. Number two, teach values. It's a good idea to continue to teach and share your values, especially at this stage. Some children need to be reminded what behaviors are acceptable and which are not. Take the time to explain why these values are important and how it affects everyone in the family. As your tween gets older, they may have to deal with drugs, alcohol, and other risky behaviors. The decisions they make at that point will be based on the values you taught and discussed with them during this stage in their lives. Number three, be a good role model. You are your child's first role model. Children tend to pay attention to what you do versus what you say. Make sure to set the example and display the behavior you want your child to use. Be mindful of how you act, speak, and react to challenging situations. You are teaching your child what types of behavior are appropriate by how you behave to certain situations. By showing respect and self-control, your child will learn to do the same thing. Number four, lay out clear limits and guidelines. Just like with school-aged children, tweens need structure and consistency. It provides stability and safety and teaches responsibility and self-control. When setting rules, remember to take the time to explain why the rule is important and how it affects your child and others. Your tween will be anxious to test their limits, so it is important that you remind them that with an expansion in their personal responsibility comes a larger expectation. This is an excellent time to include your child in making new rules and expanding old ones to include consequences for not following those rules. Making your child part of the process helps to create ownership and a feeling of approved control. Number five, be thorough in your communication. At all stages of childhood, it is important that you are establishing good communication between you and your child. Communication also involves listening and considering their needs. By listening, you are teaching your child mutual respect. Don't wait until they misbehave to talk to them about what appropriate behavior looks like. Be proactive as much as possible. When you do communicate, remember to be mindful of your behavior, posture, tone, and the words you use, especially with your more emotionally fragile tween. Avoid yelling, and if you feel you are losing control, walk away. Keep the conversation positive. Attempt to find out why your child misbehaved and work with them to find out more positive ways to behave in the future. Number six, continually show your love. Tweens need to feel loved, even when they misbehave. Showing them love and appreciation teaches them to value themselves and builds their self-esteem. It's okay if you get upset when your child misbehaves. At times, it will be necessary to correct their behavior. But remember to always show that you love them. Tell your child you love them, but that you don't like the choices that they are making. Remember that your child will make mistakes, so be patient and loving. This is just a small piece based on our parenting class. Thank you for joining me and Fleet and Family in our podcast series.